I decided when I get a horrendous power bill that I'd have to do something about it.
How long ago was that?
2 years ago I started planning it. I realised that the term investment that I was dependent on to pay the power bill was no longer paying the power bill. So I worked out that if I spent that money, bought solar power plant equipment, put it in, and the savings it generates is twice as much as what the interest is that I would have got from the money.
So at that point you'd been retired for about 23 or 24 years.
Yeah.
How much was your bill at the time?
Well, the one that shocked me was $1,200 over a hot Christmas period. My estimated bill for this coming quarter is going to be around about under $200. And most of that will be the service availability charges that they've snuck in on us.
Tell me about your setup here, Ken.
Right. I bought 20 panels from China, imported them. A solar tracking system, which is a system that's bolted to a concrete block in the ground. It tracks the sun, so the panels are always facing the sun, so it moves in vertical and horizontal axis. Late of evening, it'll swing round and park itself, pointing to the east, ready for the next morning. When the sun comes up, it locks on and follows the sun around until the sun disappears over Woodford Island Hill. It gives me about 40% more power in a day than what I'd get from fixed panels.
Because it's maximising the sun.
It's maximising the sun all the time. With fixed panels, the current thinking is you just put more panels on, but that gives you a peak in power that I can't handle. My system will absorb 5 kilowatts of power. If I put more panels on, I couldn't use it. So I'm using this lesser number, but using it for much longer.
And is that power being put back into the grid?
No, that's power is stored in batteries. That provides me with power overnight and during the day. If it's a bright sunny day in summer and there's excess power, I can turn the air conditioner on and cool the house down, and that's a bonus.
Let's take a walk into the room where your batteries are stored. How many batteries have you got here storing the power?
There's 480 cells. They're actually electric bicycle cells. They're connected up in banks of 8, and then there's 16 of those are connected in series to give me a 48 volt supply. That 48 volts goes into an inverter that turns the 48 DC into 230 volts AC. That then goes into my management system, which monitors the battery voltage, supply voltage, and when batteries get to a point where I don't want to take any more power out, it automatically then changes back to the grid supply.
Why exactly don't you put the power back into the grid and just use the grid all of the time?
Well, under New South Wales pricing, one company doesn't give you anything for feeding the power back in it. You give it to them for nothing. Another company will give you 6 cents for each kilowatt hour. Another one will give you 8 cents for each kilowatt hour. But when you buy it back from them, you're paying 32. So you're paying four times as much as what they'll give you for feeding it back.
So if you have a couple of days without sun, how long would these batteries last you?
About 24 hours. If I put more money into them, I could run longer, but because I've got the grid supply available, it's easier to just swap over to the grid for those times that are wet days when it can't handle it. So far, for the month of May, I'm running 8% of the power that I've used has actually come from the grid. All the rest of it's been self-generated. Previous month, I was running 10% of the time. I couldn't have been up around 30% of the time I was coming off the grid, but as I've refined and found the little efficiencies that I can get in the system by studying it, logging it, and fine-tuning it, I found that I can get better use out of it.
So, Ken, you said you ran at 8% off the grid last quarter. How much would that cost you? How much was your bill?
About 60 cents a day for grid power. That's around about $59, $60 on the bill itself for electricity. Of course, there's service charges. That's another $130 or something like that that they put on for the quarter. Even if you don't use anything, you're still paying it.
Do you think this sort of setup or similar sorts of setups will be considered by more people into the future with rising power costs?
I'm sure there's people with some technical ability will start to look at doing this themselves. It cost me about $35,000 for all the parts. But its value, if I had somebody come in and put it together, buy it, and wholesale retail price, would be probably $70,000 worth. doing it yourself is a big saving.